Hey, listen up, mail handlers. This is Kenny Hodge, your podcaster for today. Just letting you know that we have a possible contract. There is an agreement on the table that needs to be ratified. I'm going to enlighten you and then allow you to make your own decisions. The following is a summary of the tentative agreement reached between representatives of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the United States Postal Service to establish the terms of the 2019 National Agreement. The term for this contract will expire midnight on September 20th, 2020. Now, a couple of the highlights. Your general wage increases are as follows. All career mail handlers will receive 4 general wage increases during the term. The first will be retroactively effective to November 23rd, 2019, and it will be a 1.1%. The second, effective on November 21st, 2020, will be 1%. The third, effective on November 20th, 2021, will be 1%. And the fourth, they call it a special pay adjustment, also effective November 20th, 2001, and that will be 0.8%. Already, I have a little concern, or the third and the fourth adjustments will be coming together. Don't understand why it's separate, but on November 20th, 2001, you're going to receive a 1.8%. 1% will be part of your general wage increase, and then another 8%. A special pay adjustment increase. For mail handlers' assistants, the first 3 general wage increases will be 1% higher per year or 2.1 retroactively to November 2019, 2% in November 2020, and 2% in November 2021. MHAs will also receive the 0.8 wage increase in November 2021, but will not receive COLA cost of living adjustments. So on the third wage increase, career regulars will receive a 1.8% total. Again, 1% because of your normal wage increase, and then a special pay adjustment of 0.8. MHAs will receive 2% on November 2021, and they will receive that 0.8 wage increase. So while the regulars will be getting 1.8% on November 20th, 2021, your MHAs will receive a 2.8% increase on the same date, same time. Cost of livings. Now again, MHAs will not receive COLAs, AKA cost of living adjustments. Overall impact of wage increases. And by the way, I'm reading right from the National Postal Mail Handlers site. That's where all of this information is coming from, except when I give you my thoughts on what is already written. For a level 4 mail handler at top step, the wage increase during the 3 years of the 2019 agreement, not including COLA, will total $2,370, including $668 retroactively effective in November 2019, $607 effective November 2020, and $1,093 effective November 2021. For a level 5 mail handler at top step, these general wage increases, again, not including COLA, so we talk level 4, level 5, we're still talking mail handler assistance, will total $2,413 over the 3 years of the contract. Now, MHAs at level 4, the rate that started in 2013 at $1,375 and has recently been $1,621 will immediately go to $1,655 per hour retroactively effective in November 2019. By November 2021, the level 4 rate will go to $1,736. There is a no layoff clause. All career mail handlers. Now, again, just for the sake of understanding, whenever we talk career mail handlers, MHA, we are not talking about that category of mail handler. Just keep that in mind. So, no layoff clause. All career mail handlers, as of September 20th, 2019, will be protected against layoff or forced reduction during the entire term of the agreement, unless Congress repeals or significantly relaxes the private express mail statutes. So, all career mail handlers employed as of September 20, 2019 will be protected against layoffs or force reductions. That's going to be interesting. One-time conversions. Excellent news for MHAs. The tentative agreement includes a one-time conversion of MHAs and installations which have 200 or more man years of employment, with the conversion to take place within 60 days of ratification. As of the date of ratification, any mail handler with 2.5 or more years as an MHA at that time will automatically be converted to full-time career status without the need to serve another probationary period. Post office seems to always get confused when MHAs are converted. They get razzled, they get rather crumbled when they realize that there's no additional probationary period for that employee. Now, here's the shocking part, and this is going to affect quite a few employees in Columbus, and the casuals. Elimination of all casual employees from the mail handler craft. The agreement also eliminates all casual employees from the mail handler craft within 120 days of the ratification of this contract. So once this contract is ratified, if you are a casual, understand that you have 3 more months of employment as a casual, and then the post office by contract will have to terminate your service. Under the 2016 National Agreement, the Postal Service has been allowed 3% casuals, down from prior contracts when casual percentages have been as high as 12.5. In return, the tentative agreement will increase the percentage of MHAs to allow up to 24.5 by installation, up from 23.5 by installation and 18.5 by the district. And this cap will apply at the installation level, making enforcement easier for the union. So now, again, they're going to eliminate casuals, and you can go up to 24.5. Don't confuse that with you have to stay at cap. Okay? But you have the ability, as a ratification of this contract, that post offices can go up to, or the unions can request up to 24.5% MHAs, which is a 1% increase. In addition, during the peak mailing season, there will be a 56-day period for unlimited hiring of MHAs instead of casuals. So, they're eliminating casuals, but during the peak mailing season, notice that's a singular word, it's not plural, so I'm assuming they mean Christmas and Christmas only. There will be a 56-day period for unlimited hiring of MHAs instead of casuals. So casuals are gone, but during the peak mailing seasons, it's going to be agreed upon. The post office now has a 56-day window to bring in as many MHAs as they want for a 56-day contract. This is an historic achievement, as non-career and non-union casuals without a path to career employment have been used in the mail handler craft since 1970. This also will mean approximately 1,400 additional members of our bargaining unit, which will be good for the employees who are new MHAs and good for the overall strength of the union. So as a result of eliminating all your casuals, it is projected that we're going to pick up 1,400 additional members. That would be interesting if that's their projection, how many casuals we let go in order that we're going to pick up 1,400 additional members. Night shift differential. For the first time since 1996, the Postal Service and the union have agreed to unlock each year of the contract the flat dollar amount paid for night differential at each grade and step of the wage scale. Under this agreement, all night differentials will increase by 2% per year, effective in May 2020, in May 2021, and in May 2022. Then they go on to tell you a little something about health insurance. Again, for MHAs, very vital, very important. MHAs during their first year of employment, MHAs will be able to maintain their participation in the USPS non-career health plan. The Postal Service will continue to pay $125 per pay period for self-coverage, but under the tentative agreement, the Postal Service will pay significantly more, namely 65% of the total premium for any MHA who chooses to participate in the USPS non-career plan for self plus one or family coverage. There's going to be a 2.5 increase in clothing allowance during each year of the contract. Now, there are some additional highlights that's going to take place, but I'm just giving you a quick once-over on this show. Maybe we'll do an hour segment as we go a little deeper into what it is that we're actually trying to ratify. But one thing I want to point out, another thing I want to point out is that under Article 2, a new MOU has been added about a workforce free of harassment. A new MOU, as if they followed the old one. The parties commit to providing employees with a safe, productive, and inclusive workplace, and to establish a task force on preventing harassment that will be used to ensure employees are fully aware of policies and procedures that can be used to combat harassment. So their task force is not to process claims. The task force is just to make sure that you are aware. A change in Article 8 will guarantee that MHAs receive overtime pay for work performed in excess of 8 hours on duty in any one service day, or in excess of 40 hours on duty in any one service week. Now, that change is going to be, it should not be significant to regulars in consistent violations of Article 8 overtime, but to the MHA now, you get to get overtime on your 9th hour instead of waiting to put in 40 work hours and then receive overtime pay. But to the career mail handler, with respect to Article 8 of our agreement, it still does not eliminate the fact that before an MHA works overtime or over 8 hours in any day, that they, being the agency, must still go to the overtime desire list before giving that overtime to an MHA. I don't see a change in that language in Article 8. So, hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I'm giving you a quick snippet of some articles that have changed or articles that are up for ratification in our new contract. In fact, I'm going to follow up tomorrow morning with the second half of what articles have changed and what this ratification symbolizes, or what the changes are going to be to the mail handler craft. Now, again, if you go online to Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, or to the Postal Mail Handlers website, or Postal Mayhem, or Kansas City's website, you'll see a lot of information pertaining to this tentative contract. Again, get involved in understanding what's going on in your work life. Have a voice about what you like and what you don't like. And again, I'm not speaking pro or con with regards to this tentative contract. I'm simply making you aware of information that's already put out. I'm just putting it on my podcast. So in the event you don't read it online, you can listen to it on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Have a good day, and we'll finish up part two of this contract that's up for ratification tomorrow morning.